Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You're driving down I-70 through the middle of nowhere, Kansas, when a billboard comes into view. And on the left side, the left half, there's a picture of Jesus with his arms outstretched in blessing. And on the right side, it's a black pane with white text that says simply, Jesus saves. Jesus saves. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. And yet, as you continue driving, questions pop into your head. Whom or what does Jesus save? The billboard doesn't say. And ordinarily, when you save someone or something, you save them from something or someone else, from an enemy or disaster or death or even embarrassment. And so, from what does Jesus save us or them or whoever it may be? Well, again, the billboard doesn't say. You're only left with part of the story. Jesus saves. Well, similar questions fill my head when I read our gospel lesson today. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. Hosanna is a Hebrew word that means save us, please, or save us now. And this word pops up in Psalm 118, the very last of the Hallel Psalms that pilgrims would sing during festival days in Jerusalem. And so as the crowds cut their palm branches and hailed Jesus as king, they would have sung verse 25 of Psalm 118. Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success. And yes, in Hebrew, that is Hoshiana, Hosanna. The shout of Hosanna was more than a joyous hooray, however. It was a prayer. Hosanna, save us, please. Save us now. Save us, Jesus, for you are the King of Israel. But from what did the crowd want saving? From poverty? Perhaps. Jesus had quite a following among the poor and the down and out. What about being saved from the hypocrisy of the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the other religious leaders? Well, almost certainly, yes. What about being saved from the Roman soldiers who occupied their homeland, the Holy Land of Israel? Without a doubt, yes. These crowds had heard that Jesus had raised Lazarus from the dead. And if Jesus could do that, what else could he do? Or better put, what couldn't he do? Nothing would be impossible for the Messiah. Now was the time for the Messiah to drive out all the oppressors and restore peace and justice and David's throne. Now was the time for salvation, at least as far as they envisioned it politically and nationally. Hosanna, save us, Lord. Well, what from what do you desire to be saved, dear friends? No doubt you have your own list in your head. Maybe you want to be saved from debt or a dead-end job, or you want to be saved from bad news the next time you go to the doctor. You want to be saved from the heartache of a bad marriage or the heartbreak of an estranged child. Perchance you want to be saved from the liberal lawlessness that fills our land. And maybe you need to be saved from all those things, or maybe something else entirely. But regardless of your sorry state, you see that billboard, Jesus saves. You see the Messiah coming on a donkey, and you wave your palm branch and you cry, Hosanna, save us, Jesus. And Jesus does save. It's what his name means. Jesus, Yeshua, Joshua, no matter how you slice it or dice it, the Lord's name means salvation. Jesus saves. It's like what the angel told Joseph in the dream. You will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And there we have the answer to our question. Whom does Jesus save? His people. From what does he save them? Their sins. Jesus saves his people from their sins. He saves us from our sins. That's what he came to do, to save us from sin. He didn't come to snap his fingers and make all of our problems go away. In the upper room, Jesus would tell his disciples, "In this world you will have trouble." That's a promise. Not a very good one, it sounds like, but it is what Jesus says. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. In this world, trouble is sure to come, but today has enough trouble of its own. And so Jesus doesn't stand before us with permed hair and a glossy white perma smile telling us that we can have our best life now as long as we believe hard enough and pray hard enough. No, the world is full of trouble. And that's no less true for Christians than it is for anyone else. But the ultimate source of all of our troubles is sin. We suffer because of sin. We hurt because of sin. We die because of sin. And because of sin, we are in a world of hurt. But I have good news. Jesus came to save us from our sin. He came to take our guilt and our shame and our pain and to wear it on himself, on his shoulders to the cross, and it was nailed there. And then after they took Jesus' body down from the cross, our guilt and our shame and our pain and our sorrow stayed there and remained there on the cross. Jesus came to save. And because he saves, and because Holy Week does not end at the foot of the cross, but at that entrance to the empty tomb, with the stone rolled away, we can look forward to the day when Christ will come and take away finally all of our trouble and rescue us from death itself. On the day when he will call our bodies forth from the dust, raising us from the dead, and bring in an age where there will be no more sin, no more pain, no more toil, no more death, no more trouble. Because Jesus saves. He saves his people from their sins. He saves us from our sins. And so with the Jerusalem crowds on Palm Sunday, we can pray, we can shout, "Hosanna! Save us, Jesus." In the name of Jesus, amen.